The current scheme, where the age of eligibility is at 65, is in a good position compared to other countries. We're the eighth least expensive super scheme, and the age of 65 is about midpoint. We're saying that in around 40 years' time, so let's project out, at least half of the OECD countries will still be at 65. And it's a generous scheme in the sense that it is like a public annuity, if you like. It's a guaranteed scheme for the rest of your life once you get to 65. It's not means tested, and the eligibility is relatively simple, provided you've passed the residency test.
Why is it that our superannuation is not means tested? It seems that most countries, it is.
Means testing makes it much more complicated. It's a really simple system to administer here, and it, theoretically it's the most equitable. Everybody gets it as long as you've lived here long enough. When you look at Australia, for instance, where the age is 67 and the pension is means tested, it's quite a tough system there. They've also got a really good private savings scheme. The average Australian heading towards retirement is considerably more wealthy than the average New Zealanders. They've got a compulsory scheme, and they've also got voluntary schemes. We've only got two. We've got the pension, we've got opt-out KiwiSaver, and KiwiSaver is quite a young scheme. So there's just people just simply don't have enough money yet, and we're simply not as rich as Australians, no question. So you can afford to means test when private provision, your own savings, has been good enough. And when it isn't, you've got some issues.
Now, there's some ethical issues here. I mean, obviously, people who are rolling in DOSH, and there are plenty of them in New Zealand, don't actually need it. And there's so much poverty and distress in our communities. When was the last time the means testing issue was discussed comprehensively?
In New Zealand, or about 20 years ago when the government got voted out. It's really unpopular. But in the paper we've published this week, we're trying to bring some data and evidence to the debate. New Zealand Super is far too important to be subject to a political foot call every election cycle. You know, it's a long-term issue, just like infrastructure, just like housing. And we're looking for some kind of cross-party agreement on where we might go to from here. In the paper, one of the new pieces of data we had was the number of New Zealanders earning over 100,000 who are also claiming super. And that's about 50,000 people. And nobody knew that before, really, apart from IR. So it's kind of interesting, isn't it? So if you're taking an equity lens, and if you're thinking that you do want to put the age up, for instance, we're saying there are other ways to think about this. And while we say keeping it at 65 for the moment is the best of all possible options, and it is, if having a political accord for the future is really important, but it's not on the agenda at the moment, if you have to start thinking about putting the age up because the country can't afford it, and that's a really debatable sentence, by the way, but let's say the country can't afford it for the moment, then we're saying there are a number of ways to tackle this other than the age. Income testing, not means testing, is one of the options. What we're saying in the paper is that if you're earning more than $100,000 a year income, then do you need to claim the super while you're earning that amount of money? We're deliberately not saying asset testing because older people will have assets if they've had a reasonable life. They should have a house by then. They should have various things. But if you're still earning, the question about whether you should be able to claim the pension or not is a good one to ask.
Well, with very low Māori home ownership stats, we realise that it's not the case for many of our kaumātua. How does the superannuation scheme accommodate the obvious lower life expectancy of our people, Jane?
That's a really good question, Dale, and the paper talks about that as well. One of the several options that are available is also, the age reducing for some types of people, maybe those with health conditions. We discuss Māori quite a lot in the paper, and we absolutely point out that you've got a longevity issue, you've got a health issue, Māori, generally speaking, live less long than Pākehā, and yet with the changing population, more young people will be contributing toward today's pension. So the equity lens says 65 is not bad. There is still inequity, but you're neither keeping it at 65, you're not advantaging Māori, but neither are you especially disadvantaged.